Thank you for subscribing to Bump in the Road. In this member-only section, our discussion continues. Silas and I talk about how running ultramarathons have replaced his mountain climbing days. We ruminate over life and death, and we share a bit of life philosophy. That's pretty profound. You know, if you could rewrite your story, would you?
I actually heard you ask somebody on another podcast that question, and I didn't do what I ought to have done, which was think about it. What would my response be? No, I mean, definitely not. So, and sort of for, I think, the same reason that a lot of people give, like, I'm like, everything that I have here today is, it's all part of the same narrative arc. Like, there's no telling if I would be here today with my loved ones and with the perspective that I have on my life, which, I mean, I have suffered along with everyone else. COVID has not been good to me, and I've not, you know, I have had some growth experiences that I've had to move through, and some, you know, some peeling away layers of the onion, you know, through the sort of general trauma that COVID has brought about, and just the grief at having to experience life in such a brand new way. And yet, almost all the time, I wouldn't give anything to have anything be different. I mean, my life is very full, and most of the time, I'm very in tune with that fact. I mean, my daughter, my sweetheart, Abby, our pets, my lovely home, relationship with my parents, who, you know, I'm really lucky both are still alive. They're in Oregon, and we haven't seen each other in over a year and a half now. And they're coming down in April around my birthday. And so there's just lots to be. Yeah, I wouldn't change it. It is my story. You know, it's other people have different stories. And those are their stories, I guess. And
well, you know, I think it's interesting. For so many people, they go through these traumatic situations, and they are not easy. They're never easy. And they almost always have long-term repercussions of some sort or another. But the perspective and wisdom gained seems to outweigh any of the difficulty. And part of it maybe is, as we go along, we forget pain, we forget how bad things really were when you were in the moment, and you don't want to go back and revisit that. But as that sense of pain diminishes, I think your sense of perspective and wisdom can rise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I laughed a little bit as you said that, because I, of course, have never given birth, but I've heard women that have say, you know, that's sort of the experience they have. Actually, I'll bring it around to something I do have experience with. In the ultramarathon community, there's a joke, you know, a saying that is, the bad news is, in 3 or 4 days, you're going to think this was fun. Because you do. I mean, it's running an ultra marathon. There gets to be a point in every race where you say, what on earth am I doing? This sucks. I hate this. I want to quit. And sometimes you do quit. I have dropped out of 100 milers before because I just didn't have whatever I was being called upon to provide in that moment. But every race I've experienced something to that extent, to something along those lines. And you move through it and you have a different experience. And then you get to the end and it's exhilarating, or, you know, you get that new perspective that you talked about, whether it's a, you know, I think mothers get that, like, no mother, you know, that I know would ever change the, you know, the experience of childbirth to not have their their child now.
Now, Leadville this summer, that is a major race.
It is. Yeah, I mean, so it's a celebrated race. It's one of the oldest ultra marathons. It's a 100-miler, all above 10,000 feet. So that's really the challenge, is the fact that it's the elevation on top of the distance. And then there are some steep climbs, but there are certainly lots of ultras that have much harder climbs or more elevation in the profile. But it's similar to one of the major marathon, like the Boston Marathon for road runners, road marathoners. It's probably more akin to New York City or Chicago. Boston is sort of the pinnacle of marathon races. Leadville is one of the popular ones, but it's one of the largest ones too. Yeah, 650 racers, somewhere there about. We'll start. About half that will finish, hopefully.
Well, that should be interesting. You know, I'm kind of fascinated by this idea of as pain goes down, wisdom or perspective goes up. I'd never really thought about that before, but I think it's true for everybody who chooses to find the wisdom in the experience. I had an interesting conversation recently where we're talking about how some people find wisdom, some people don't. And actually, there are a lot of people who just kind of get through things and they stay with the status quo. They don't really take that next step of really maybe integrating experience or trying to pull something out of it. And I'm fascinated by what it takes, why some people grow so much out of these experiences and why some don't. I have no answers.
Yeah, I don't know if I do either. I mean, I'd maybe switch, you know, talk about it in a roundabout way and I don't want to imply that it's as simple as this, but in recovery communities, for example, or in, there's some people take on a victim mentality, you know, like, I mean, we all suffer setbacks of some kind. Some people suffer much, much worse setbacks than others. I mean, I'm a white American male. Like, I have more advantages than just about everybody else in the world. And so I'm not going to compare my setbacks to, you know, those of people that actually suffer some real adversity. But I've known people that have suffered all kinds of adversity who are able to, you know, like, they've recovered from that, and it's a part of their history and a part of their biography, and they're able to integrate it, recognize that it is part of what made them who they are, and use it, like, take advantage of it in the here and now, today. And I think in a similar way, you know, one is able to suffer whatever the adversity is and choose to learn from it. And actually, I say choose, like, I use that fairly liberally. I don't know how much of it is a choice or it's just a gift that we get to, you know, I mean, I don't know that I don't believe that I've really done anything to get to have had the kind of recovery that I've had from that accident or to perceive it the way that I perceive it. I'm glad that I do. I don't know that I've done anything special to get that. But nevertheless, I think it's probably worth trying to have a different perspective on it if you're, you know, if you're presented with that kind of adversity. You know, the old given lemons, make lemonade kind of, you know.
Well, I'm finding the joy. I mean, I think life should be joyful. And I think that anything that enhances your appreciation of the joy and the love in your life is really valuable.
Mm-hmm.
And stays with you, hopefully.
Yeah. And you know what? Just this week, just a couple of days ago, I had the thought that it was sort of regarding like trying to shift my perspective on something that more contemporary adversity. And it was the idea that whatever the truth might be about my situation or my experience, does it serve me to believe a certain thing? Or, God, and this isn't making much sense without a real world example, which I'm not sure I can come up with in this moment. But the idea is essentially successful people in a lot of cases will, okay, so given the economy, sort of economic circumstances right now, quite frankly, what I'm going through right now is a lot of fear about my business. I do recruiting and staffing in Santa Fe. I have a small business. And like a lot of small businesses around the country, COVID has had an enormous impact. And it just means we're not sure what the future is going to hold. There are some people that would look at this situation and say, gosh, COVID and the economy, like we did everything that we could and the economy, you know, just took the wind out of our sails and there was nothing we could do. And so, you know, if their business folded, there was nothing they could do. And it was an effect of environmental factors, the economy and COVID and sort of the fallout from that. Other people would be more apt to say, well, there are all these other businesses that didn't go out of business during COVID, so it must be my fault. I've done it wrong. And of course, that is then harder to recover from, I think, afterwards. If you're blaming yourself and it's because of my shortcomings, and you know, I'll admit I have a tendency to do that, to be very critical of myself and choices that I've made and stuff. And so the other day I was trying to ask myself, well, whatever the truth is, because I end up getting attached to, well, there's objective reality, and objective reality is not all businesses, you know, suffered the way that mine has suffered or whatever. But whatever the truth may be, does it serve me to believe that it's because I'm not as smart or ambitious or, you know, whatever the adjective you want to supply? Or does it serve me to say, you know what, I did the best that I could under the circumstances and it was environmental factors. And you know what, different environmental factors will come in the future and I'll do the best that I can there. And, you know, I'll get a great big W by my name, you know, as a result of that. I mean, so I don't remember exactly what the question was, but
you bring up something really interesting. You bring up our belief system and how we frame things. And I think that that's incredibly powerful, because I think if we can be conscious of our belief system and conscious of how we frame things, we can set very different, you know, paths for ourselves. I think we all have a tendency to be too critical at times. And I think that's one of the things we all need to look at and be a little more realistic about.
Well, and be compassionate with ourselves. And I say that, I mean, I'm really speaking to myself now. I'm not as forgiving as I ought to be of myself. And, you know, that's, again, when I can remember what's real and what's actually important, when I'm in touch with those things, then I can be compassionate with myself, because whatever decisions and whatever setbacks I may have created for myself as a result of decisions that I've made that I might have made differently, none of that stuff ultimately matters. I mean, I think I am on a path to realization of what ultimate reality is. And I'm on the right path, whether I think I'm on the path or not. I mean, and everybody is. I mean, so we're all on just the right path that we need to learn whatever we're here to learn, you know, this time around, which, again, I don't mean to get too spiritual, because I don't even know what I think about that stuff. But, you know, a lot of people a lot wiser than I am have seemed to come to some common understanding about what ultimate reality might have going on, something.
Well, and you know, we're here now. What we do now influences tomorrow. Next second mm-hmm. influences the next. And I think that there's a lot of wisdom of letting go of expectations and even goals sometimes, though I think you do need goals in this human life. But mm-hmm. letting go a little bit and just doing the best you can at this moment. And that's all you can ask of yourself. And that may be all that the universe can ask of you too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's, yeah. And can't you see that it's already perfect, just as it is right now?
You know, I intellectually get that one. Practically, on a human level, it's hard.
Absolutely. That's how all of those fundamental truths are. There's what I know to be real, and there's what I feel and experience in my, you know, day-to-day life, which, you know, I think great sages are still working at trying to integrate those things.
Thank you for joining us today. I hope you found something in today's podcast that inspires you along your own life path, because sometimes a bump in the road is actually a portal into a more conscious and meaningful life. Bump in the Road is a production of Cancer Road Trip. Subscribe to the podcast, follow us on social media at Cancer Road Trip, and you can learn more at www.cancerroadtrip.com. Until next time, be safe and be well.